Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 26th of July, recording at 8:50 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets generally steady. Dollar, this is perhaps important to the dollar index testing that 90 level once again, and that has knocked back precious metals. Those are the highlights. Okay, let's go back to stock markets. Now, it's still a question of liquidity rules, okay? The trends are mostly on the upside, mostly powerful, and mostly consistent. Now, where there are exceptions, we haven't seen much in the way of downward dynamics, but where we have seen it, for instance, Brazil yesterday, a partial rebound today, but those markets that are not really joining in the global rally appear to be held up by issues of or governance, concern over governance. And as you know, as I've said over and over again, that government is crucial, and with emerging markets, governance is just about everything. Now, Wall Street. We have tests of the highs by many indices. The NASDAQ Composite is the latest one to do so, the year's test of the year's highs, and I posted that chart in comment of the day, so you can have a look at that. Wall Street here today is all important here because of the Wall Street leash effect, and with Wall Street testing its highs, that allows leading markets, such as some of the examples that I posted on the site today, and old favorites. I'm just not going to pop those charts up every day, but India extending its gains in here again today. They can continue to run on the upside while Wall Street remains firm because the leash is very, very loose, and it will require downward dynamics on Wall Street and the commencement of a downward trend to really shake the confidence elsewhere. That'll happen, but wait till we see it. And meanwhile, as I say, it's a case of those who are long to make hay while the sun shines. In bonds, nothing much going on here today, but they've been on the defensive recently, as you're probably aware. So those uptrends that I think started back in March have pretty much been broken. There's an overall loss of momentum. And I maintain that bond markets are, that they represent poor value, and we really, under all environments, unless we see a very sharp global economic slowdown, many people think that's on the cards. I think it's premature to say that it's on the cards right now. And in the currencies, now yesterday I mentioned that currency players, strategists, would be left pondering the yuan revaluation such as it was, and as a negative for the dollar. And of course the Fed's measured rate of interest rate increases, which will carry on, as I've said before, as long as the stock market remains steady and this bond market hasn't collapsed. And why do I cite those two points? Well, because I've said all along that Greenspan would be keen to get short-term interest rates up as high as he can without rocking the boat, because he's rearming the interest rate gun. He'll need it later on when something goes wrong, whether it's the price of oil or whether house prices are not going up sufficiently to provide the consumer spending to keep the U.S. economy purring along at a reasonable rate. So again, he'll be influenced by confidence. And of course, Greenspan does not want to burst the housing bubble, but he does want to rein in the worst excesses of housing finance. That is certainly a dangerous bubble. Now, as far as the dollar is concerned, then to get back to that theme, Really, given all the uncertainty over the yuan and the fact that the Chinese came out today and spiked those stories that we had seen just the first of many baby steps, they said there won't be any additional changes for really quite some time, and I'd take them at their word on that. So that left the issue of U.S. rising interest rates center stage, and the yuan has moved off into the wings. And that's propped the dollar up, and we need another downward dynamic, or at least a move, well, and or a move under the 88 level on the dollar index. As I said, it's testing this psychological and lateral resistance at 90 once again. So at this stage, I still can't say with any degree of conviction that the dollar's rally is over. I do feel that we've seen at least a penultimate high here. Now, some people think that the dollar is likely to take off. Well, you get every view on a market, don't you? The whole history of currencies bottoming out would suggest a fairly lengthy process. You know, you get a rebound off the low that convince everybody that the game is changing. Or at least they no longer espouse the previous script, which was the dollar going down more or less in perpetuity. But the market rallies up to such a degree that people say, wait a minute, what's really changed? And the things that were worrying us last year are still there, and it's gotten ahead of itself, and then it runs out of steam and starts to come on back down. The bulls who are saying it's going to go much higher will point to the interest rates, but that's certainly well priced into the market at this stage. And so they're left with the argument that there are still some very big dollar bears out there who have yet to capitulate. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, we'll see. Meanwhile, that firm dollar does create a headwind for precious metals, and while precious metals have been good at ignoring it from time to time, they'll never be able to dodge it entirely. And today we did see them succumbing to the pressures a bit. Not all that much in gold, 423.30, down 255. Silver fell back a bit more. That's back to 703. I think that was down about 10, and platinum also down. But platinum's been good, been quite strong recently. But currently, after hours, trading at 883.4 in here. And crude oil that picked up today off the early lows. Well, it was never down that low, 58.50 on the NYME price. Currently 59.09. And I think there was an explosion at a Russian refinery that helped to firm the market. It also pushed natural gas up a bit. Natural gas, well, if I weren't going on holiday, I'd probably buy some natural gas right now. Now, don't miss the Sprott report on the website today. It talks about the U.S. housing market, and it also talks about oil depletion. Now, I thought I knew a fair amount about those two subjects, really based on just the reports that I have been reading and posting, which you will have no doubt seen if you've been subscribing for a while, and or unless you're anything other than a subscriber who's just joined us. But and then again, you may have also seen very similar information. But I felt that the Sprott report was terrific. I think it's well researched. And it's well argued, and I thought I learned quite a bit from it. So, as I said in comment of the day, I commend it to you. What else should I mention here? Grains and beans, they had lost downward momentum in some previous support, and it looked like they were going to get to some reasonable upward dynamics in here. But I noticed that soybeans fell back, gave up most of the gains. Corn probably has the better pattern at the moment, marginally, and I think that's pretty much it. So I'll just say all the best.